Blog Talk Radio.
May this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own when 100 years have flown. But if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me tonight. Let me feel your lips on mine. I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light. I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me
tonight. That a sweet beginning. I like that. Welcome everybody to All Elvis Tuesday. And as I said last week, the shows aren't 2 hours any longer. They're an hour and a half. I forgot that. Somebody asked me and I told them 2 hours and it's like, it's not 2 hours. So I didn't remember that till I opened it and it said an hour and a half. Well, okay then. But sorry about that. Old habits die hard. What can I tell you? But you know what? Just the fact it's all Elvis Tuesday, that's a good day. That's a good show. We got good songs, good music. I hope you guys got your snacks. Don't eat them except during a song because I'll hear you, and that's not a good thing. But, well, no, Sue, that you're the only one that applies to, honey. Because you're the only mic I've got that I open besides mine, so no eating unless there's music playing.
I don't eat on your show. I only make other mistakes.
Oh, well, hey, you know, like dropping stuff. You're good. You've had a lot of practice at that lately. You need to knock that off. Anyway. Jeez. But anyway, we got some good stuff going because it's just... It's so easy to make up the song list when it's all Elvis, you know, because it's all right there. And I had half of it left from last week because I'm so used to filling things up for just in cases, you know. So I usually get 30, 35 songs just in case something doesn't work or something's not in there. And I don't need to do that as much anymore. I need maybe 20 songs or 24 songs.
Yeah.
So I had enough left. All I had to do was recopy the list from last week, plus go back a couple of shows and play things that hadn't been played or things I had played and wanted to play again. So, hey, you know, I can do what I want to. I'm running it.
That's true.
All right, so kids. Here's one that we don't get to hear very often. And that's a good thing. Now I can play whatever. And this is the stage rehearsal from January 25th of 1973, I'll Remember You.
I'll Remember You. I'll Remember You. the sun. And you know, I'm living on.
Ta-da-da. I love letting all of it play because you never know what's going to be at the end of it. You never know. And on a rehearsal, always let it play till it stops. There could be something really good that you're missing if you don't.
That's true.
So, okay. Oh, she quieted down. All right. You missed it. Calico's been meowing her head off. Just
really?
Stop, Calico. Stop. Stop. Mm. Well, every time I sit down here at my computer, she wants me to get up and go either feed her or give her milk or whatever she's wanting. I'm not sure. But it's always when I sit down here getting ready to do a show, she wants me to get up and go do something else. And you think she'd be used to it by now? It's been, what, 5 years? It's like, come on. What is your problem? Anyway. She quieted down. She's just laying down now. She's not expecting anything because I didn't get up. So she quit. She gave up.
Well, I think she misses him.
Well, Apache quit chewing the carpet. So.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Well,
you
I got
to ask for parts left.
I cannot forget his doggy biscuit. You know, his doggy cookie that I give him after a walk. I can't forget that because once I gave him that, he was fine. He was done. It was back to normal. No carpet sniffing, no eating dust or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was fine. So I have to make sure and not forget his doggy cookie. Good grief, Jennifer. You think he'd know by now? It's been how long? Anyway, I am going to play Sue's request from Wild in the Country, 1960, In My Way.
I may not be here tomorrow, but I'm close beside you today. So lie to me a little, say you love me a lot, and I'll be true to you in my way. Love never goes on forever, at least that's what wise men all say. So smile when you kiss me, tomorrow you may cry, but I'll be true to you in my way. Yes, I'll be true to you in my way.
And that's all, short and sweet. 1:27 is how long that song lasts. And that's all.
I told you it was short.
I know you did.
But I like
and
it. I like
guess what?
It.
You
like
were right. It is short.
Yeah.
It is short. All right. And that's all right. That's okay because it is such a sweet song. And every time, and they had this video when I dubbed it down. Every time I listen to this song, I see the scene that he's singing the song to his girl. You know, and they've been friends and girlfriends and whatever for a millennia. You know, that's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean? And it's like, okay. So they're sitting on the back steps, or is it the front steps?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so steps going up to the upstairs apartment, and he is singing this song to her. I don't remember what brought it on. She asked him some kind of a question, and of course, all engineered because of the script and all that good stuff. But he sings her this song in response to her question. And I like this song. I think it's so sweet. It's so nice, you know. It's one of those songs that they are so super sweet, but you don't want anybody to sing it to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, hey, I'm here today. Tomorrow I could be gone, but I'll love you while I'm here. It's like, oh, gee, thanks. Don't do me any favors.
Right. Wow.
Well, then he falls in love with his psychiatrist. So, you know, hey, go figure.
Yeah.
Well, she falls in love with him, too. And when she has to tell him it ain't going to work, no way, Jose, and he leaves, then she goes out and kills herself. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
Come on, people. The movie is so sweet and nice. And they're getting to know each other, and they get mad at each other, and he gets drunk and gets on her lawn and does things with the water at her house and all that stuff, and she laughs at him.
Yep.
And then at the end, she kills herself over him. And it's like, it was such a sweet, fun movie until then.
See, I don't remember her killing herself.
Oh, yeah. She went out to the garage, closed all the doors, and turned on the car.
Huh.
Watch it again. Watch it again, and you'll see.
Okay.
But, and the ending, and I looked at that. I watched that, and I went, why? I understand why they did it. It's the shock value. You know, it made people pay attention. That's the one thing that'll make people remember, well, one of the things that'll make people remember that movie. But holy moly, did they have to? I mean,
no, really.
They could have done, they could have done an attempted suicide, and they saved her, and she went to a psychiatrist and got everything straightened out. But they, you know, they didn't choose that way. It was kind of like, anyway, yeah. So I have seen the movie twice. I'm just not sure I'll watch it again because that scene. And it's, there are other movies that have more uplifting endings. You know.
Well, very true. Very true.
You know, King Creole is one that's a very good movie. You know.
But it's still a sweet song. It's sweet.
It is. It's a very sweet song. And there is another one that ends, you know, well, Love Me Tender, that's a super good movie. Love Me Tender is a super movie, and he dies at the end. And, oh, what's that other one? He plays the half-Indian boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see it in my head. I can see the ending. At the ending, he's riding off into the sunset because neither side wants to accept him.
Right.
You know.
Mm.
And so that's kind of sad. That's a sad one. That's a sad one. But, you know, so, yeah, there were movies that had sad endings, but, you know, it's just not quite as satisfying when it's sad. Anyway, it was, they're all good movies, though. I like all those movies that he died at the end. I think they're his best movies, actually. That doesn't sound good. But anyway, you know what I mean. Yes, Flaming Star.
Yep.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you very much. Flaming Star. That
yep.
was the one that he rode off into the sunset because night. And he was injured, you know, and you kind of looked at him and you knew that Flaming Star was coming for him because you knew he was going to die. And that was the sad part about it. But you didn't see him die in that movie. You just knew it was going to happen. So that was better. That was better. Okay. Of course, this is all Elvis Tuesday, so I don't have to say, let's have an Elvis song, because they're all Elvis songs. So here we go with I'll Take Love.
Some people think that pot of gold is all they ever want to hold. But there's a treasure I think more of, measure for measure, how's her glow? Some people think that their success is all they need for happiness. But there's a pleasure I think more of, measure for measure, I'll take love. Pound for pound, oh yeah, and ounce for ounce, love is all that really counts. So let them have their wealth and fame, eat caviar and drink champagne. You're all the treasure I'm dreaming of, measure for measure, I'll take love. Pound for pound, oh yeah, and ounce for ounce, love is all that really counts. So let them have their wealth and fame, eat caviar and drink champagne.
dreaming of. Measure for measure, I'll take love. I'll take love. I'll take love. I'll take love. I'll take love.
That was an abrupt ending, but I kind of liked it because you could kind of feel it coming. It wasn't a surprise. You kind of knew it was going to happen that way. But that's all right. We like that. Fine. It's just fine. Fine as frog hairs, my mama used to say. Where she got that, I have no idea because frogs don't have hair. But finer than frog's hair. Okay, mama. Slicker than a cow on ice. Right. We all picked that one up. We thought that was hilarious. Slicker than a cow on ice. Another one was scarcer than hen's teeth. And I asked her once, I said, Mama, why would you say that? She says, because hens don't have teeth. So if it's scarcer than hen's teeth, that means it can happen. Well, okay, that makes sense. So I use that one a lot, too. But I like that finer than frog's hair. People look at you really strange when you say that. It's so fun.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, my people were originally from, like, off of Nantucket Island. And another branch come up through Virginia. So we kind of picked up some of these colloquialisms, and they just stuck in our family. And as we came across the United States, Ohio and all that stuff, look up Lucretia Borgia, guys, because I'm related to her. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm related to her. And they just kind of brought this stuff with them, you know. I think it's fun. I love it. It's fun. Also, I recognize Mama got me a Firefox cookbook once. I love that thing. It's got all kinds of stories from up in the hills to how they do things and why and all that stuff. And then all these recipes from the hill country. I'm talking the Appalachians and things like that. And I recognize almost all of those recipes. I grew up with those recipes. It's amazing. You know, the bacon powder biscuits in the cast iron fry pan on top of the stove. Grandma used to do that.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
You know, it's like I grew up with those recipes, how to make pancakes and fry bacon and stuff like that. I grew up with all that stuff, and I love reading that cookbook. It's so wonderful.
Oh, those biscuits were huge.
Oh, yeah. Mama made biscuits like that. She just didn't often do them up on top of the stove. I used to do that when we went camping, you know. But Mama always did her bacon powder biscuits in the oven, so I kind of got used to doing that. But I need to make me a batch of bacon powder biscuits. Mama's recipe bacon powder biscuits. I'll have to call and get it because I packed my recipe box. Oh, Lord, Jenny, you did it too soon. You know, that was too soon. But anyway, I'll call Mama. She'll tell me. It'll be fine. Well, you do a little bit of this, and then you take a pinch of this, and you might try about a teaspoon of that. Okay, Mom, sure. I'll try it. We'll see what happens. They always came out. They always came out. So I'm going to give her a call and get her recipe because I need some bacon powder biscuits. And they're just so flaky, you know, when you pull them apart, and then when they're hot, that butter just melts on. Yes, I've got butter in the freezer.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, that's the cooking I grew up with. And they tell you how to make a stew. Well, Mama always made her stew that way, so I still do it, too, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing
Mama
I don't
do is the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those biscuits were good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Okay, time for another song. I'm getting hungry talking about that stuff. I got my turkey salad here and crackers, but, you know, bacon powder biscuits. I got to make some bacon powder biscuits. I just have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is alternate take two of and I love you so.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. And I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief. Once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. Shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around,
I love that song. I recorded that song too. I'm on the list here. When I bring that song up, I'm on there. I recorded it. And I have played it before, but it's been a while. Maybe I'll play it again on Friday. But yeah, that is such a sweet song to sing too. Put somebody in your mind and you sing that song to them. That's cool. And they will love it. If they don't, hit them with a wet noodle. They'll wake up. Anyway, 1957, we're going back a ways. He's just a young pup, all shook up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Anyway, yeah, my mind is not a steel trap any longer. That rusted away long ago. Now I just kind of deal with the string. Anyway, here is Please Don't Stop Loving Me.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I won't let go. Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I won't let go. Please don't stop loving me, darling. You always be.
You'll feel better now. There you go. You gotta kind of, yeah. You gotta kind of sigh after that kind of stuff, you know. If nothing else, just to get the oxygen recirculating so your blood moves. Oh, well, my word! He's laughing at us. You know he is. Okay. Take 8. She wears my ring. I'm not gonna do take 8. I'm going to do the one where he can't stop laughing at the rehearsal. That's more fun.
Okay.
Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Yeah, 6. All quiet.
She wears... You're ready. You're knocking over stools and everything.
I'll get 7.
It's hard to do in cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh, Lord. Charlie, I'm going to get your hands on out of now, cool. She... That sounds funny as hell. She... She... God damn. Just want to get my earphone. Here, just one earphone. She she what now? She I can't hit the son of a bitch. Oh Lord. She where is it, JD? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What? She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally. With loving care I place it on her face. No, I'm sorry.
Hang good, man.
He can do it, man. He can do it. You've got to go to something else. I think that's hilarious. He couldn't do it. He quit. I didn't stop it. He quit.
Okay.
He says, I can't do it, man. I can't do it. He just kept wanting to laugh and everything. He can't do it. Not that day. He couldn't do it. All right. Here we go. From July 29th of 1970-something. I forgot the second digit. Rehearsal of Stranger in the Crowd.
Well, actually.
That's the wrong key, huh? Oh, you don't have to say you love me. Donk, 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 donk. Okay. Just pretend it's a stranger in the crowd. I've been standing on the corner since 7:15. I was down to my last piece of time, and the clock in the window had a
quarter to 11, I was watching all the people passing by me, going places, just the loneliest guy in the town, looking for a friendly smile, but all that I could see were faces. But then, just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I'd been looking for. The way my cup of love was overflowing, I knew the stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Play a game. Cause a stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. La 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 la.
Something easy. No, something real slow and easy.
All right. There we go. I love that stuff. Okay. Here's a song we just don't hear very often at all, and I like it. Take 10 and 13 of Singing Tree.
The TV's not on his stroller there.
All right. Okay. I'm going to get a custom-made stroller for my baby, man. Little portable TV on. Oh, shit, man. Just forget I ever said it. All right.
You're the one who beckoned the wind.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Right on you are, CB.
Okay, here we go. This is 13.
You're the one who beckoned the wind and fanned the flame when our love began. So don't pretend you don't know me. Our names are carved on you, singing tree. Oh, singing tree. can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, your leaves have turned from green to blue. Sometimes I think you loved her too. For since she left and our love died, you stand petrified. Sing tree, oh sing to me. Sing tree, call your friend the roving and wind. Maybe he can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, oh sing to me. Singing tree, call your friend the roving wind. Maybe he can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, oh sing to me.
You know, up until a year ago, I didn't know that song existed. And then John sent it to me one day. It's like, wow, this is cool. All right. I like singing trees. That's kind of awesome. Here's one that's been around since, well, not quite since '09. How about 1956? This is from October 28th, Ed Sullivan. And it's Love Me Tender.
Now, Elvis is going to sing for you the theme song of his new 20th Century Fox picture, and later in the evening, I want you to meet Robert Webb, who directed it. Now, the song, as he does it in the picture, Love Me Tender, is when his three brothers have come home from the Confederate armies. He's the younger brother who's been left back home, and he sings this song to his mother and his young bride. This is Love Me Tender. And I love you so.
Oh, yeah. I kind of hesitate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. When he gets to singing on that song and he sings all the verses, it gets boring. I'm just saying, it's very simple, and it's just a repetition of the same melody all the way through. It doesn't have a bridge. It doesn't do any change-ups. And
no, it doesn't.
If he does all the verses, I'm sorry, but it gets boring. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. You guys can think what you need to or what you want to. That's fine. That's just my opinion. I get bored with that song after three verses. It should be done. That's just what I think. Don't beat me up or anything, please. It's okay. I promise. Okay,
well,
here's one.
Today.
Good, thank you. Here is 1973, the studio version of Three Corn Patches.
I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. Lives the prettiest girl in the whole darn U.S. I said hey, she got big brown eyes, long black wavy hair.
Okay,
it
here,
is.
19, don't you, and you love the way it moves. It just gets you,
mm-hmm.
Makes you feel good. It's a feel-good song. There we go. I like
yeah.
it. I don't know how you give somebody directions by Three Corn Patches, but, hey, it can happen. Alrighty then. that's called the country, you know? When you start doing the what crops are in the fields, past three corn patches and a cotton field.
That's funny.
And then hope they don't rotate the crops because you'd be lost. Okay. 1959. A big hunk of love. Hey, baby. I ain't asking what you do. No, 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 baby. I ain't asking what you do.
You're too big, a big, a big, a hunk of love.
How will you do? Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to starve me half to death. Just a big, a big, a big hunk of love. I want all you got. There you go. All right. I love saying that. Oh, I need to have somebody to say that, too. Oh, yeah. You see the shock on their face when it falls out of my mouth. Okay.
God. Oh, my God.
Won't that be fun? Oh, yeah. I think of strange things like that, you know, that's all right. Here is a whole lot of shaking going on.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby. We got chickens in the barn. Barn, one, barn, my barn. Said, come on over, baby. We got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah. I said, shake, baby, shake.
Shaking going on. We ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now. I said shake, baby, shake.
carry you along. Of course, you wouldn't be able to move afterwards, but hey, you know, it might be worth it. You never can tell. You might give it a shot one of these days.
If we're not in the floor, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that, but, you know, hey, there's always a drawback.
Do it on the bed.
That'll throw you down. You start dancing on the bed, and that bounciness of that mattress is going to throw you right off. Then you will get hurt. Don't do that. Put a sleeping bag on the floor. That would be better. Then if you fall, just crawl into the sleeping bag and say, forget it. Oh, my. That'd work for me. I'd do that. Or put it on the couch. Yeah. Anyway, how about it's your baby. You rock it. King David's life.
You offered me a penny for my thoughts, and I told you then that woman won't stay caught. But you turned around and you loved her anyway. She broke your heart, and all I've got to say, it's your baby. You rock it. It's your heartache. You bought it. You made that bed you sleeping in, and I'm tired of hearing about it, friend. It's your baby.
up all my sympathy. It's your baby. You rock it. It's your baby.
It's your baby.
You rock it. It's your heartache.
Okay. Get the showers ready, ladies. It's that time.
Uh-oh.
This is a warning for Susan. Yep. Get that cold shower running, girl. Here is Steamroller Blues.
We have never played here before, and it's been an honor to play for you. And... you want to hear Steamroller? Hot damn, we're lit on you. Hot damn, lit on you.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer, a turning iron, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a turning iron, burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy home, steam and jump. Yeah, all right now. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. Uh-huh.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take it off.
Woo! Yeah! Oh, baby. Okay. Here is Rip It Up.
Wait, Nick, you play drums?
What?
Madeline.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, babe, and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna rip it out. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna boil it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ball at night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. Pick her up in my 88. Shag on down by the Union Hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it out. I'm gonna boil it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And a ball at night. I'll be flying high. I walk on out to the sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rip it up. And the ball at night. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. About my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up. I wanna rip it up. I wanna ball it up. I wanna shake it up. I wanna rock it up. And ball tonight.
Oh yeah. It's okay. Anyway, now that's done. Let's go to September 20th of 1970. Poke Salad Annie.
Thank you very much. You're a really good audience. Thank you. Don't start, it's too late for that, you know. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Woo! Lord have mercy, man. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. And it's poke salad. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so big, lives a girl that I swear to the world made the alligator look tame. Poke salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame. Well, the mama was a-working on the chain. A mean, vicious, straight-razor-toting woman. Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for. Eat watermelons out of my truck. Poke salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame. But the mama was a-working on the chain. But it was a shame. Jones, Humperdinck, Van Campbell,
Hodge, how y'all? Woo!
Me,
folks out of jail. Stock a little Volkswagen truck. Stock a little Volkswagen truck.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and that wasn't the one they labeled the funny version. You know, the alligators didn't turn queen in this one. But yeah, he does some good stuff. It's hilarious sometimes. Okay, how about take one and two of Rubbernickin?
Head over the wall.
Okay, Rube, I'm
one. One more. Number two. Now, Angel, I like to watch your head, ready?
When the lily sails away.
Well, no, that's the fashion in 1968.
Long-legged stilt with a long jerk.
2005, take six.
All right. One, two, three. I've been farming rides, traveling light, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs, fields and plains, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on. Been riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on. And everywhere goes, she's been and gone. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. I'm a from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short bit. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind. Oh, fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. Then through Maine to Tennessee, Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on. Long-legged girl with the short dress on.
I like it. Yeah, that was the fashion in 1968. That's just about the time the micro minis came in. Yeah. I used to get teased because I used to wear a couple of micro minis to school. Probably not the best idea in the world, but you know, back in 68, I didn't care. I was just going to do it anyway. But I still have nice legs. I mean, you know, why not show them off? If you got it, flaunt it. That's what we used to say back then. So I wore sweaters and micro minis. Oh, Lordy. Anyway, hey, guess what, guys? I've got 5 minutes left, and I have one more song I want to play, but it's like 3.5 minutes. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes to thank you all for coming in and visiting me during the show today. We had all Elvis Tuesday, and it's going to happen every Tuesday. So, hey, you know, you need to tell people about this. Numbers have been dropping off. I want people to come listen. This is good music, and I want people to come listen, have a good time, enjoy the music, and tell people about it. Make yourselves happy. Make the people you tell about it happy, because when they come in and listen to this, they're going to go away happy. That's just how it works. That's Elvis music. Okay, guys? So at this point in time, we're kind of out of time, but thank you all for coming in and listening with me. I had a great time playing this music for you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it. It's wonderful stuff, and it always makes you feel good. So, that being said, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Put a smile on your face, let it come from your heart, and go out and share it. You might be the only thing that keeps somebody from doing something unthinkable. People need to be smiled at. They need to feel that joy. They need to feel that somebody cares. Go share a smile. It doesn't cost you anything. It's great. So there you go, kids. And to sing us out, I've got This Is Our Dance. Good night, everybody.
We had a real good evening, now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song. Remember, it's ours.
shallow now. I'll never let you go now. You're here in my arms. And when I hear you whisper, you're mine. We'll play that song just one more time.